What the hell?
Got it. Okay.
Deep breath. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Okay, so I just sent what I had for the trash contract and Jim's contract to everybody within the last half hour. Sorry, we've been waiting for things and kind of just waiting for all kinds of stuff to come in, and it has or hasn't. So I just finally sent it last minute.
Can you guys look and see what you have on your?
Well, I have them all. I went through them all.
Okay. Adam, what do you think?
Well, I got about halfway through the Jim's contract, but I didn't even get a chance to look at the recycling contract.
Oh, you're not going to be able to read 41 pages.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
The important thing, how much is it going up? What is it for the next year and the next year and the next year?
Right. The operating aspect of it remains the same.
I have a couple of questions on Jim's contract, though.
I'm gonna wait for Bob. Bob the preacher. I don't know if he's coming. Is Bob coming on today?
He said he knew about it and he got everything.
Yeah, when he did.
Texted him, okay. So.
All right, if you want, we'll wait another 2 minutes and see if we have an arrival. You know, anything? The last meeting. Does that ring a bell to you?
You approve the dues, you approve the transfer. You probably approve the dues, but we need to do the transfer. It may be
twice.
It may be a separate, yeah.
We don't have a new incoming with our friend Bob DiPietro.
Why this is on there.
What is it?
The reimbursement form. There's nothing to do with the voice talking.
Oh, I probably grabbed the wrong thing. Sorry.
It's the postage transfer.
Yeah, that needs to be on there. Yeah. Well,
Oops. All right, you ready?
I'm ready. We waited, and we have four selectmen members here presently, and we hope that one, Mr. Peter, will join us when he can. At this time, I call a meeting to order for the special meeting for the AP. And at this time, I would entertain any questions on number two on the AP report. Anything we can answer for you?
Who are we paying MLS? Who are we paying MLS access dues for? Is that for the assessor?
The assessor. Yep.
Bob, any questions?
When did the AP report go out? What date?
Thursday,
which was
the 10th, I believe.
Yes, the 10th.
Okay, let me just go.
So as you may have seen, there's something new on there for us, and that is the pickleball court, the line striping, and it's ready to go. So if you need practice on learning how to play pickleball, there are lessons at 6 o'clock on Thursdays at the high school. And I personally am impressed that we're paying for the cream from Highland Park Market. I'm kidding. That's a, always the fun things you find when you're looking through the AP report, in case anyone.
Give me 1 second to just bring it up here.
I'm stalling as long as I can hear
Michael. Thank you.
I would like to know about electricity for lions. Do we have tigers, bears, others? What does that mean?
That's for the field.
Oh,
baseball field. Baseball field.
Lions. Thank you. Mike, are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
We have a motion then to approve the AP report as presented.
Yes.
More moves. Adam, you want to second it?
I'll second it.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions or comments?
Nope.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. That's 4 of 4. Thank you very much. And the budget transfers, Jim?
Well, you have a budget transfer. If under town building operations, the transfer $3,000 from supplies to postage. We used an extraordinary amount of postage, notifying people where they needed to go vote this year based on the redistricting. So we are short in postage and need to make that transfer. And the second one that's on here, and Pam thinks you may have done it at the last meeting, but I'm not 100% sure, is for the assessors, is $200 from office supplies to dues and fees. And that is in order to pay for the MLS dues and fees. And just for the edification of the board, you know, that we will get 50% of that back from the town of Wilmington.
I believe we have voted on that.
I thought we approved those at the last meeting.
I don't think you did post.
I remember something about the assessor, but I don't remember.
Yeah. All right. Well, is that all, Jim? Just those two?
That's those two.
All right. I'll move that we approve the transfer, the $3,000 to postage, and the other $200 in the assessor's budget to dues and fees. Yep.
And a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Adam. Any further questions? Then hear none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I need to go back to the AP report to do it. I didn't catch it when I went through it real quick. And that was the 91, what?
You're in the middle of casting a vote for the transfer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're going for the two transfers, and we have three yes votes. Are you a fourth yes vote?
Yes.
All right. And while we're at it, let's open it up for a question. Michael, what's your question?
On the AP report, I didn't catch it because it was right at the beginning. The CET fire pump thing, I see it back in there for $91. Is it finally in the right account? Because I see the fire commission underneath. It's on the first page of it. It says
CET. Yes. So the grant monies for the truck are fully expended, and this $91 was above and beyond the monies that we had available in the grant. So this was the account that Bruce and Jill agreed upon for this $91 to come out.
So that money is completely expended?
That money is completely expended. That's accurate.
Okay. We did vote to make available 15,000 last year. I know it was a match of six, but the town did vote to approve 15,000 in matching funds for grants that I applied for. So, I understand that six was what the federal government had said, but okay. I just, as long as if they spent the entire amount, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, it was fully expended.
Okay, then that's fine.
Okay, then good. We have all questions asked and answered. We have two votes taken for selectmen. I'd like to close and ask for an adjournment for the first special meeting.
Yes, so moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Adam. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This time I would call to order the second special meeting. And that has two items on it. The item two is to act on the trash contract, and the second is to act on the administrative officer's contract for Jim. At this time, I would ask Jim if he would like to address the highlights of the trash contract, what the increases are, what the changes are from past years because of the 42-page contract.
So we recognize that there's a lot of little pieces of this contract that we have to continue to work out. I talked with Eric Friedrichsen of All American Waste this afternoon, as we did last week as well. And we have gone out and we have asked Covanta, Wheelabrator, Casella, and All American Waste to give us proposals for the disposal of municipal solid waste, bulky waste, and recycled materials. And the terms that we have worked out with, which are not specified as of yet in this contract, the best terms that we received were from All American Waste. Covanta declined to give us any cost. Wheelabrator and Casella were at $105 a ton for the largest part of our disposal, and All American Waste is at $103 a ton. So there is a bit of a savings with them. We've put a lot of effort, a lot of work into this, trying to get a really decent contract. It is a very challenging environment out there with regard to solid waste disposal with the plant in Hartford closing. And Casella is a company that is a pretty large company, and they've been buying smaller companies like Willimantic Waste, which is who we had our previous disposal contract with. I have spoken again with Eric Friedrichsen of All American Waste today. They, on a handshake, are willing to accept our municipal solid waste, bulky waste, and recycled materials at the terms that we have discussed and negotiated with them while we iron out the balance of this contract. I did not get a chance to send this to you because I just got off the phone with the town attorney a few minutes before the meeting, but I have a draft resolution that the town attorney has reviewed that would allow us to enter into a contract after the terms are reached, pending the approval of the town attorney. So I think we can do it one of two ways. We can either use that draft motion and allow us to enter into that contract once the town attorney is happy with the terms of the contract, or we can call a special meeting and have the Board of Selectmen look at the specifics of the contract once the town attorney thinks it's been all worked out.
This has been an ongoing process. As you can see, it's been a juggling act. And the hardest part has been having people get back to us. At this time, I'd like to know what the board's druthers are. What would you like to do? Adam, I'd start with you.
Mike has a question.
Oh, sorry, Michael. Yeah. Michael?
Yeah. Jim, you said $103 a ton. How many years is the contract and is there an increase?
So they are offering us a 10-year contract to go along with the curbside pickup contract, and there is an increase that's based on CPI. But we're looking to get we've agreed to a cap on that, which I want to say was 3.5%
per year.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Adam, did you have a question? Is this only
the contract for receipt of the solid waste, or is it also for hauling?
It's for hauling and managing the solid waste. So that, they're doing the biggest part of it already, because the trash man that you all know and love comes to your house and picks up your trash and recyclables, and he doesn't dump it anywhere. He takes it right now. He's taking it directly to Casella down in Willimantic, formerly known as Willie Waste. Instead, he would just haul it to their facilities. But they would, so the change for them really would be the location that they're hauling it to. And they would have to pick up the material that we pick up, at the transfer station. They would have to pick that up and haul it. The dumpsters that we use there are owned by the town. So there's nothing to do with change as far as dumpsters are concerned. It's really, just having them come pick it up. It's who we call when the dumpsters are full.
So we're down to really, Mike, you got your hand up.
No, I was just, so Casella, Willie Waste is now Casella.
Correct.
And who is All American?
All American is the same company that does our curbside trash pickup.
Okay. So they're going to take the stuff to Casella. So we're actually dealing with two people now.
Well, right now they are taking the stuff to Casella.
Currently,
because we had our municipal solid waste, bulky waste and recycle contract with Willie Waste, which went to Casella when they bought them. But that contract expires tomorrow.
So we're dealing with two different entities, one for disposal and one for hauling.
Correct. But if we come to terms and accept this new contract, we'd be dealing with one entity.
Because they're buying a All American? Is that the reason?
Well, no, they are. All American already does our curbside trash pickup.
Yeah, but
they've now given us a proposal to take our municipal solid waste, our bulky waste, and our recycled materials. So instead of them picking up the trash at your house and taking it to Willimantic, they'll take it to their own facility.
You're got me here, because their own facility is Casella?
No. They have a couple of different facilities. Their recycling facilities in Newington, and I'm not sure where their municipal solid waste facility is.
So we won't be dealing with the Casella Willimantic Waste entity at all?
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes more sense to me now. So they're not hauling it to Casella. is what I heard before. They're hauling it to their own facility.
Right. They for today and tomorrow they are, but after that, they would haul it to their own facility.
Okay. All right. So the new contract is basically A1 from start to finish.
Yep.
So, okay, cool.
So all the right. draft contract we were sent, it's not with All American.
They call themselves Murphy Road Recycling. That's correct.
I see.
Okay. It's the same, but it's the same
company, different name.
Yeah.
So A1 has become Murphy Road.
I see Adam. Tipping fees.
So,
Adam, if you finished.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm trying to process this whole thing out. Now I have a better understanding that as to it that one entity where that virtually ends up is the responsibility of that entity. Not so we're not dealing with Willimantic Waste having to worry about where they bring it. So we're dealing with just this one company. That's a good thing. Time-wise, working details out, the details has to be, I'm sure, probably would involve increases, et cetera, and items such as that. And once they're done and reviewed, what I'm thinking is, it's kind of hard to approve it the way it is. There's a lot of missing sides of it. Not that I have any concerns about getting negotiated, but I think we should have that last say once it's been negotiated, reviewed, approved, and we could set a meeting up, in anticipation of that approval. So if there's no lag time. That's my thought. If anyone else is comfortable with going forward like this, I can go along with that. But I'm just trying to think it out a little bit and just throwing things out for thought.
I'd like to also throw out the option of doing a temporary approval. Is that, and that's what you're saying, Bob?
In essence, until such time as we have the completed approved contract for our approval, for the quote technical town approval, which would be our approval.
Jim has, do you have a draft, Jim?
No, so it sounds like the board wants us to bring this back to them once we iron it all out, but you're based on the information we've been able to share with you today, you're committing the town to moving forward with those final negotiations with Murphy Road Recycling.
That's what I thought.
Bob DiPietro, welcome aboard. We are on the trash to energy, trash contract, as you can probably guess. We're just finalizing parts of it. So we do not have before you a final contract, but the contract we presently have is over tomorrow. So we're trying to sort out a way to have a motion for temporary acceptance.
I think Mike has his hand up.
He does.
Oh, hi, Mike.
I have a question and a comment. But sure. I'll go with my comment first. I don't have a problem doing an interim contract with them until the final is done, as Jim proposed or Jim referenced there, a temporary, while the details are worked out. I also, like Bob, would not have a problem if our town attorney agrees to it, as long as the numbers, which are the significant amount to us, the 103 and the cap at 3.5, as long as those numbers stayed the same, the rest of it, I would leave to staff to negotiate and the lawyer to approve. So I could go either way on that. Doesn't make any difference to me. The second Sure. thing is a comment or a question. When you do get down to the nitty gritty of this, could you ask them about expanding our recycling to include more things? because there's quite a bit that's not covered under our recycling that you find recycle labels on and things. And it'd be nice to get rid of some of those at a lesser cost.
So as part of our other contract with them under the All American Waste, that was part of what we asked them for, was to assist us in public outreach, education, increasing recycling, and looking potentially at, you know, composting and things of that nature to take, you know, take more tonnage out of the waste stream. And so they have committed to that in their other contract.
You know, if they gave us a place similar to what Manchester does, Manchester brings in leaves and things like that to their landfill or their transfer station at no cost to the residents, and they compost it and then they sell it back to them at basically $6 a pickup truck load kind of thing. And if you've ever been down there, they've got a nice facility. They grind the stuff up and they use it in parks and send it back. It would be nice to be able to do that with our stuff, because some of it does wind up in bulky waste. And right, you know, you get a couple of 100 pounds of lawn clipping a couple of times once a week, it's a significant amount, and people do put it in their trash. So it'd be really nice to do that and expand the number of things that we recycle. Would be nice, because every dollar that goes there is not $103 a ton or every pound.
There's a couple of ways of doing that. One, instead of having to do this, and we did that for a short time years ago, is use one of our roll-offs for just that, for compost material. So they would haul it to whomever, if they did it to Manchester in that way. That would be, you know, a way of doing it if they're willing to take that type of material. And I don't know what cost is on that, but that's probably a way where it could be easily accomplished without us having to modify our transfer station. But anyway, it's just something, Jim, to talk about with them.
Because
it's something they can use.
Any other towns do it for zero cost.
Yeah.
There's cost somewhere.
There's a cost. There's probably a transfer cost, but because we won't, somebody else would do the grinding and having to store it and dispose of it. There's an operational cost there that we wouldn't have. But we would get it out of the trash stream. That's a different ballgame.
Which are we talking about? Are we talking about yard waste or are we talking about food waste?
No, we're talking leaves.
Leaves, grass clippings, things like that.
Grass clippings, that stuff. That's a different ballgame.
Bob, you said we've done this in the past?
This is years ago. This is probably 20 years ago. I mean, it goes that far back. And I honestly don't recall the actual details on it. We tried composting and working it, and we were going to just use it in some of the farms. One of the issues they had with it, with all these lawns using these various chemicals on it, that chemicals don't dissipate. They get ground up, and actually, particularly lawn waste gets mixed in there. If you have a, like Manchester has a massive amounts of leaves, any amount of lawn clippings that get mixed in there is so minuscule, it wouldn't have an impact. We're so small, yeah, you know, that was the issue. So we eventually just dropped it.
Okay. Other questions?
So do you need a motion to
a decision whether or not to bring it back to you, or just to have it go through the town staff and the town attorney, or
so let me make a suggestion that we would make a motion to accept a provisional contract with All American Waste at $103 a ton for a 10-year contract along with curbside pickup. That wouldn't be in this
contract. Curbside pickup is a different contract.
Take that part out.
And this is Murphy Road Recycling.
Murphy Road Recycling. With a CPI of 3.5 cap per year. Does that make sense to people? And
without it coming back to the board? Adam, what are you thinking?
I think a final contract probably has to be approved by the Board of Selectmen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we can. I don't know that the charter allows us to delegate that to anyone else.
Thank you. All right. Well,
so, but we can make
a motion on accepting an interim contract. Is interim
an
right
interim word? Contract? Sure, but you said a 10-year contract. That's not the.
Yeah, it was an interim contract. That's all you need. Yep.
Okay.
That I don't have a problem with. Nope. As long as we're setting the, we're agreeing to the rate.
Is the
as an interim contract.
Part of the motion would contain the $103 per ton. Is that what you're thinking or referring to?
Can we make that interim contract to identify the $103 a ton currently and exclude all the details to be worked out? How do we phrase that so that it allows we an interim contract would be an interim contract with everything. We're singling out one little piece of an interim contract, and what do we say to allow the town to negotiate the rest of it and bring it back to us? Is that how we phrase it?
Here's what I would say is that the Bolton Board of Selectmen hereby agrees to enter into an interim contract with Murphy Road Recycling for the disposal of municipal solid waste, bulky waste, and recycled materials at a rate of $103 a ton, with the balance of the terms of the contract to come back to the Board of Selectmen for approval once negotiated with the town administrative officer and town attorney.
I can live with that.
Why don't you make that as a motion then, Mike?
I'll make that motion. In Jim's words, I'm using.
He can repeat it though.
I'm not going to repeat it.
This is an interim contract.
Right.
I'll second that.
All right, who first?
And it comes back to the board for final approval.
Right.
Yeah.
Bob DiPietro has a question.
Yeah, question. Is that basically a continuation of the existing for the time being?
No. Right now, our contract previously, Bob, was with Willimantic Waste Paper, and they were bought out by Casella. But Casella and Wheelabrator gave us less favorable rates at $105 a ton. And so our current recommendation, assuming that we can work out the finer details of the contract, is to go with Murphy Road Recycling, who is a division of All American Waste that currently does our curbside pickup.
Okay.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
I have not had time yet to review, so I'll give into whatever you say.
None of us have, Bob.
No, you're not alone there, Bob.
the town attorney and I were looking at this today because we didn't receive this until after hours on Thursday. And of course, we didn't work on Friday, so we were working on it today. And there's a lot of things that we have to work out here in the finer points and the details, but based on the conversation we had in good faith with the representatives of Murphy Road Recycling, we believe we can get it to the finish line.
And it will come back to us for a second vote as a full contract. Is that comfortable with you, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we have a motion on the table that the Board of Selectmen will have this interim contract at $103 a ton, and it will be brought back to us with a full completed negotiated contract at a future date.
Well, I was going to say by the end of the week.
No, it won't happen that fast.
I'm just kidding around. Come on. I know that. We'll be lucky if we have it in a couple of months.
Very good. If there are any further questions at this time, I'd ask for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Well,
aye. Question in front of us before I call the decision on the vote. Adam, you had one more question?
Well, I just wanted a clarification of what an interim contract is. Are we just talking about an interim contract that starts tomorrow and goes until we approve the final contract sometime this fiscal year?
That is accurate.
Yes.
Okay, that's just for the record. That's my expectation.
You?
As mine.
We had 5 votes a moment ago. If everybody's still comfortable with that, I will say that it has passed unanimously. And we great things out of Murphy Road Recycling, All American Waste, and our favorite driver.
What's Murphy Road going to do when they close Murphy Road?
Understand. Fingers crossed that they can take care of that. At this time, I'm going to move on to number 3. Act consideration of the administrative officer's contract. This particular document is in the form of a draft before you. And at this time, I'd entertain any questions. Michael?
Yes, I have a couple. Under the comp time, it talks about a flexible schedule being approved by the town. And it just says approved by the town. Who's the town? Is it the first selectman, like is identified in the rest of this? Or who are we talking about?
Yes, that was, okay. I think, the intention.
Okay, so first selectman. Second thing under that same section, why is he having to give up his current accumulated comp time?
Because I'm never going to use it. I offered that.
You offered that? Okay.
I'm just never going to have an opportunity to use it, Mike. And I thought it was reasonable.
All right. It's up to you on that one. The next thing I had was under pension, where it talks about gross wages when we talk about our pension contribution to the 401. And it talks about being based on a monthly gross pay. And then it says a monthly gross pay is determined by dividing the yearly pay by 52. Those are two separate animals. They don't work together. You can establish a monthly pay by dividing the gross pay by 12, but you can't divide it by 52 because you have months with 4 weeks and 3 days. So you're going to have to reword that to be the gross divided by 12 or some other way of determining it, because you can't do it that way. Not and say that you're determining it by 52 pay periods when you have months that have 3.5, 4.5 pay periods in it, things like that. So it just has to be clarified. That doesn't work. I would recommend by divided by 12 and do it that way. But those are the two questions I had as I read through it.
Give me a
phone.
What?
We just copied that out of the previous contract. So good catch.
It just didn't work for me when I read it.
All right.
Do you have a comfort level with that?
Yeah, I think that looks cleaner.
What is the pay period now? Is it paid weekly or is it paid
bi-weekly?
Monthly?
Bi-weekly.
Okay. And did the town attorney review this or draft this, or was this something that was just based on the previous contract?
Based on a previous contract, and we just tweaked the terms a little bit.
But the town attorney hasn't seen it?
Not yet.
Okay. Because
this is one he had, the old one had been reviewed years ago, but nothing new.
This one needs some substantial editing. I only looked at it. I only had time to look at it. I got to page. It's not paginated, but I got to maybe the 5th or 6th pages, and I had substantial edits by then. So I think it needs quite a bit of work.
Some cleanup,
personally.
In language or in substance?
Mostly in language, but it needs a lot of cleanup in language. Just as an example, it does not actually say what the term of the contract is. It says it's 2 years, but it doesn't say when that starts and ends. It doesn't say that it can only be extended by a mutual agreement or by a written agreement. So I don't know how it can be extended, and it doesn't say that if it's not extended, it will terminate, all of which is kind of important.
Yep.
It doesn't specify, it says that the salary or wage, it's one or the other, you either get a wage or a salary, but the salary is for the first fiscal year, but it doesn't say that the second salary is for the second year is for the fiscal year. And elsewhere it talks about calendar year. So which is it? Is it a calendar year or a fiscal year? Those are not the same.
Okay.
It doesn't say how the salary is to be paid and what installments. I'm assuming it's biweekly installments. But it should be specified, because otherwise are we paying him $118,000 the first day? The 10th day, the 20th day.
Don't do that.
It's like going to the lotto. You know?
Yep.
Right. There's a bunch of stuff that just needs tightening up. It doesn't have a lot of substantive issues, but no. At least so far. Also, it's really not clear. There's language in there that on the one hand talks about an annual, an increase in the second year, but on the other hand, talks about that the salary doesn't change until the annual performance evaluation is performed. Does that mean that we're holding up the second year salary change until the performance evaluation is done? I guess that was the intention.
That's the way I saw it.
But it's not completely clear, and I would want that to be sort of clarified. There's a few other things like that. It's mostly that kind of stuff where the language just is too ambiguous for some of those things.
So maybe you could forward those to.
Some redlining.
You have to understand, you're looking at it with a different set of eyes than
oh, yes.
the well, rest of us are. And, right. and we appreciate your comments, because these are simply, we don't write these things.
Nope.
That's right. What we pay you guys to do.
I've written a few. It's not my core area of expertise, but I have written.
Can you send me the changes that you have, Adam? We'll at least make sure they're in there. I would like to.
At least it can go to the town attorney for review to make sure some of the stuff is
drafted.
I would like to get this done as soon as possible so we can get Jim off the interim status and get him onto the full-time status. If that's good with the board. So at this time, we will not take any action. We will await comments from board members in writing for the agreement. We have a tentative understanding that the contract looks good. Yep. And it needs cleanup. Is that a good account of Adam? Yep.
It'd be good to get it squared away right at the beginning, and it just makes things so much easier going forward.
Yep.
I know it's a pain in the butt, but it I think everyone benefits from having all this squared away.
Yep, I agree.
Very good. So we'll take no action at this time, and we will bring it forward at another meeting. The comments regarding the contract? Bob DiPietro, anything to add? Michael?
No, nothing else.
Very good. All right, guys, thank you very much. And I'll see the Kappa folks tomorrow.
Right.
And
I'll see you virtually.
Yeah, everybody's welcome, but those that are on Kappa committee, we'd appreciate it. If you're not able to make it, please let us know.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob Moore. Okay. Positive and
so we see you virtually as long as you're feeling.
Yeah, you're gonna see me virtually. I'm just playing it safe for you guys because
we appreciate it.
Okay.
I will be sending out an updated Kappa packet tomorrow, so watch for that.
Yeah, we got some new information. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks everybody.
Have a good night,
everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.